Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hello, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie. You are listening slash watching another edition of Eye of Soul Radio. We've got so much to talk about today that there's going to be no dilly-dallying around here, as my grandmother would say, because today is all about giving you guys a glimpse into your horoscope for 2021. But because there is so much content when it goes into horoscopes and astrology, I got to go fast. So you better have your pen or pencil, a piece of paper, or just listen to it and then go back at the end when we replay it. Go to our podcast on Spotify, iHeartRadio. I mean, we're on all sorts of platforms. And then listen to it again and take some notes for your particular sign. If you don't know what your sign is, that's okay, because I'm going to tell you what your sign is and when the windows fall for each month as well. With that being said, who wouldn't want a little direction when it comes to the planets and the stars and the sun and the moon? I know for me, I've always been fascinated with my horoscope, fascinated with astrology. I am not an astrologist, so I will put that out there right now, nor am I a medical professional. So when you get into some of these horoscopes and they talk about health and increasing your health and ways to do that, know that it is just in what the planets are telling us, what the alignments are doing in particular houses that we have, right? And so, you know, take what resonates with you, and then what doesn't, cool. Because at the end of the day, we own what we believe in, right? So this is just a suggestion. This is just something to kind of start following along. It's also really cool because for me, I know when I read through my stuff for Virgos, I was like, holy cannoli, this is so on point that it actually is a bit scary for me sometimes. So that's what we're going to do today. I did want to give you guys a quick definition of astrology, right? So out of the dictionary, it is a forecast of a person's. I'm already starting, Jacob. This isn't good. That means spirit's coming in. A person's future, typically including a part of your character, right? I'm trying to use it so that we all understand what it's talking about in circumstances. It's also based on the relative positions of the stars and planets at the time of the person's birth. So that's why we use our birthdays for this. It also is a short forecast for people born under a particular sign. So a forecast, I kind of like the way that that's being called out, especially as published in a newspaper or magazine. So how many of you have had those newspaper articles or your grandmother used to cut out the horoscope? Maybe it was next to Dear Abby, right? And I know for me, for a long time, my dad still gets the newspaper, right? Delivered to his door every morning. I will pull out that newspaper once in a while and look for the horoscope section. Because at that point in time, that's what we had, right? We didn't have all this technology and books and stuff to go off of. So I'm just going to get into this, right? So first segment is going to be the first 3 months, January, February, and March. I will look at comments at the break. So if you guys have comments and stuff in there, throw them in there and I'll get to them as I can. But I want to make sure I get to everybody's sign tonight. So Capricorn, that is what I started off with this show. I'm losing my mind today. I'm telling you, too many shows this week. And those are December 21st through January 19th. So I'm kind of interested. How many of you know Capricorns, right? I know I do. My oldest is a Capricorn. This explains a lot when I actually go into detail with it with her. So right now, if you started new ventures, Capricorns, from the 12th of April to the 20th of April, this is a great time, right? This was really cool. Or if you started to put that energy out into the universe, if you might have started even moving forward in that, you've now created an Akashic record to go behind it. This is great. And if you're thinking of doing this now, okay, today's the 22nd, they want you to kind of hold off a little bit. So if you hit some stuff down, nailed it down, started putting it out in the universe between the 12th and 20th, great. But if you are looking at moving some ventures forward or looking at putting some new ideas out there, it is a little bit better to kind of hold off right now and reevaluate your new endeavors. And there's a reason why. It's because the planets have shifted. Okay. So I want you guys to remember that. Reevaluate. It doesn't mean you're wrong, but you might want to tweak a thing here and tweak a thing there. Also, it is time to take a vacation from yourself and focus more on others. Interesting, isn't it? Sometimes we do go inward too much and we've been spending a lot of time within ourselves and we forget those around us that need us. And I'm going to tell you, my daughter's 18 and that's exactly the place that she's in. But she's also a senior in high school trying to finish school, just got accepted to college. Like there's a lot going on. So it's been a lot of me. And it's time for her to actually kind of start branching out and thinking of others as well. It isn't all about you at this time, Capricorns. And I don't want to sound mean, but in the planets, we can do more for others right now. So that's what we're going with, okay? After the 20th, right? So that's right now, your health and energy rebound miraculously. So I want to know for my Capricorns, how many of you actually felt that influx all of a sudden kick in after the past day or two, right? Now we're 2 days past that 20th marker. You should start to feel your energy start to ramp up again. You're coming out of short-term stress. So what happened is that you guys got a whirlwind of activity. You guys started having all of these brain surges and these great ideas and stuff and putting them out. You had the stress, but it's starting to kind of come down for you, right? This month is going to be prosperous. It's just going to have to take a lot of trust and faith in your intentions and how you're putting that out into the universe. From April 20th to May 21st, this is a good time to take a break and enjoy life. Woo! Relax, you guys. Let's chill out. Let's enjoy things right now. When you come back to your projects or life decisions, solutions will be there. Sometimes we do have to take a break. This goes for all of us. From time to time, when you feel it, or all of a sudden you're being made to shut down, do it, because it brings us clarity when we bring it all back online, if you will. Okay. So that's what they want you to do right now. There's a lunar eclipse that hits all of us. Every sign's going to hear me talk about this on May 26th. This eclipse brings spiritual changes for you Capricorns. That is so exciting. Your dream life will be hyperactive during this time. Okay. They're not premonitions and stuff. You're just going to have an overactive dream state. And I want you to use this as a releasing and grounding center for you. Okay. So what is coming up might seem kind of off the wall. Be a great time to get your dream journals out. Spirit Walker Nicole, you heard me say that. Get your dream journals out and start recording them. If you're not remembering them, ask your spirit team to help you or at least release the energy behind them, okay? Also, if you're wondering why your love life is kind of in a disarray at the lunar eclipse, it's because the moon is your love planet. This is going to pass the way that the planets and the moon align during the lunar eclipse. Lunar is moon. Just step back if you start to find maybe relationships with loved ones or partners or spouses. You find that maybe you're getting a little edgy and stuff. It's better for us to step back and be there for them because we don't know what they're going through. Also, if you find yourself out of work, you have wonderful job opportunities from the 20th onwards. And that's May 20th. So if you are out of work and you're looking for work, go for it sometime after May 20th. It doesn't mean don't start to put that into motion now, but really start to hit it hard at that point in time. Again, give yourself a break, allow yourself some time to rest, start focusing on others for the next couple of weeks. And when you come back to this, it's going to bring you clarity and into a different vibration in order to do so, which I love. My Aquarius group, who out there is an Aquarius? I also have an Aquarius. Isn't that fun? And that is my son. So he's 12. It doesn't really count. I see a little bit of that in him. But for my Aquariuses, it's January 20th through February 18th. Okay. And some of you might be on the cusp. So if some of this sounds like it resonates with you, it probably does because you are right on that cusp of that next sign. I know a few people who actually go back and forth between a couple different signs based on what really resonates with them. So don't think that, oh my gosh, it sounds like me, but my birthday's the next month. You might actually be into that sign as well. So for Aquarius, work on your self-care from the 20th onwards. So right now, I want you to start focusing on your self-care. Make sure you get enough rest because you guys are not. Your minds are constantly going. Keep your energy levels as high as possible. High vibrational foods. Go back and listen to our show on high vibrational foods with Nicole Moreno. Okay. That is going to help us kick in and bring that energy up as well. Be mindful of your body. Avoid watching a void, putting your body and pushing it too far. Okay. Work on some yoga, some meditation, some healthy eating habits, maybe some mindfulness walks outside for connection. That's going to be truly important for you. Also, you guys, your personal finances will be not as active as last month. Okay. So as we're moving into the middle to end of April, you're not going to have quite that financial gain as you were in March, but that's okay. Okay. It's still going to be good. Just know that we go through those financial cycles as well, depending again on which planets are in which particular house for that. If you're looking for love, it's closer than you think. You will not have to travel far for it. And singles find romantic opportunities somewhere around April 29th and 30th. Woohoo! Career opportunities come for you guys after the 20th as well. Your energy continues to improve from the 21st on. You're taking care of yourself and you're finding that energy. Also on the 14th of Jupiter moves into your money house and will stay there for a few months. So Aquariuses, really hunker down and let go of what's not serving you and put those intentions out and those dreams out around your finances, because you're going to be very prosperous if you are in that right direction. Listen to our show yesterday on Shades of Spirit about the energy behind words. Allow that to amplify this for you even more. Okay. It's time to enjoy life and indulge in your creative side. Tap into that sacral chakra right under your belly button. Bring in some orange colors to tap into that energy and that resource as well. The lunar eclipse is on the 26th, like I said, basically is benign to my Aquariuses. It's not going to have a lot of energy behind it for you. New job changes can happen, and this can be their present situation or with a new one. And if you oversee others, there could be disruptions around that lunar eclipse, May 26th, in the workplace due to their energy, not yours. So don't take it personally. Shield yourself and step back for it. Let's jump into Pisces before we go to break. That's February 19th. To March 20th. And I know a couple of Pisces, and boy, do they fit the mold, let me tell you. So for April and May, my Pisces, you have time to start new projects or launch new endeavors this month. That ends on the 27th of April. So you've got some time to continue this momentum. So definitely do that. You're in a period of strong independence. I don't know a Pisces that isn't strong and independent. So let's just go from that. This month ahead is prosperous for you. But you've got to not self-sabotage yourself with that mind chatter, okay? Get into these power words and make sure it's coming in. Money's going to come in many forms this month. Money is earned in happy ways, spent on happy things that bring joy. And that's going to raise your vibration and attract more, right? Also, health is excellent this month. Yay! Stress will dissipate on the 24th. Start making everything around you harmonious, and that's what we want. Spiritual healing is very effective for you guys on the 29th and 30th. If you want to connect, do it right around there and continue that momentum into May. You are a love at first sight kind of person and have a tendency to jump into relationships, but know that that's okay. It's part of that enthusiasm behind your sign. The 14th of May may bring you increased wealth, which is really cool. So the abundance continues on. You will have an increase in wealth, a high lifestyle, and happy career, right? It's all going to really come together for you by mid-May. So exciting. Also, the lunar eclipse brings career changes that should be positive. And it may seem disruptive. If it may seem disruptive, it requires some attention, and then it's going to smooth over for you. All right. So that's my Pisces. All right, you guys, we're going to break. May 15th, I have an Akashic Records class. It's to connect with your blueprint. That is a Zoom workshop. Go to Shades of Spirit LLC to book that. It's only $40. And also check out the Mystical Tea Party with Spirit on May 15th at Wildomar, California at Sweetwater Farms Petting Zoo, where we're doing another fabulous tea party with Spirit. And we'll see you right after this break.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, Psychic Medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit Tip of the Week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Does that happen to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Get empowered.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
I'm a big fan of yours, and of y'all's wisdom has been very valuable to me. I've been curious, kind of stuck and not sure which direction to go, and having the motivation, you know, to do that as well. So thank you very much. It's a beautiful message. Thank you very much.
It is a beautiful message.
It's very comforting and a great reminder.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Shade. No, I'm not at Shade of Spirit. That was yesterday. I am on Eye of Soul Radio today. I told you, spirit is all over the place. I am psychic medium Jamie. This is Eye of Soul Radio, and we are doing horoscopes. Yay! All right, so we just finished January, February, and March, and now for this segment, we're going to move into the next 3 months, so April, May, and June. Now, this is just to give us a brief glimpse into what to expect in April and May. There are obviously 12 months out of the year, right? And with that being said, we have to be able to kind of have a guideline to follow and understand why we feel the way that we feel, what's going on in our lives. It's really important for us to connect that way. So I'm going to get right into Aries. How many of you have an Aries in your life? March 21st to April 20th. I have a few. It's a hard sign to get along with. No offense. It's because, this is the thing too about signs, is sometimes certain signs are not compatible with one another. You guys haven't figured that out yet either. So for my Aries, for April and May, right, you may feel more independent than in previous months, which is super exciting. Others should be treated with respect, but if they're not in agreement, go your own way. And a lot of Aries have a tendency to do that anyway, but there's no point in wasting your time if someone's not in alignment with who you are, what you're doing, and where you're going, okay? Design your life for happiness. Aries carries a lot on themselves because they put a lot on themselves. So design your life for happiness. You can do this in the future months, but it won't be as easy as now. So now is the time to harness that energy and really just start hunkering in for you, right? You will have a happy and prosperous month ahead, which is super exciting. So between April and May, after the 20th, you enter a yearly financial peak. And then you'll just kind of coast. So when they say peak, it doesn't mean you're going to fall. Okay. It just means you're going to coast the rest of the time. Also, we have a lot of planet energy in your financial house coming up. Your health and energy are still excellent this month. Your health is going to be good. Your energy is going to be good, which keeps that momentum and fuel going. You can have a really cool job opportunity coming up this month if you choose, okay? Also, it says that on the 29th and 30th brings you great social or romantic periods. Yeah, okay? 29th and 30th, make a note of that, you guys. Also, May holds a month of health and prosperity because of the work that you've been doing. So make sure that you are sending that out in the universe, that you're ready to receive it in May, because the planets are literally aligning in your favor. But the lunar eclipse on May 26 should reduce your schedule over the past few days. So you need to kind of slow it down once we hit that lunar eclipse. Don't try and go gung-ho into this lunar eclipse, okay? Because you could have dramas at home. You could have dramas in the lives of family members. But the good news is that you are the ruler of your horoscope and that you're going to be paying attention. You're going to be able to acknowledge it and move forward. Okay, so that's what's going to happen for you. So right around that lunar eclipse, if you're feeling that, you know, discord within your home, understand that it's going to just be there for a few days, maybe separate yourself out like, you know, Aquarius needs to do, and then bring yourself back into that space. If you're single, it's a good time for you right around May 9th. So maybe, you know, if you feel comfortable, you could go online or maybe actually go out somewhere and start searching for love, because that is coming into your house as well. Taurus, we've got April 20th to May 20th, okay? Events in your life right now and the world are moving swiftly. Well, we all know that. So Taurus, for you, I bet you guys are feeling this about 1,000 times more. I'd love validation on that for any of you that are born between April 20th and May 20th. So not only are we progressing quickly again, right? We're coming out of the pandemic, the fog, but now we as Tauruses are feeling this to a core level. There's fast progress towards your goals, though. So use the swift energy, the swift moving energy, not to feel uncomfortable. Regain that anxious feeling that you have within you by grounding outside, meditating, connecting, so that you can use this forward motion to its fullest to really benefit you. For those of you born in the early sign of Taurus, so the earlier parts of this sign, this is a great period to launch new products or ventures. I love it. So if you're thinking about something or you're trying to create something, now is the time to do that. Don't wait. And I see a lot of you stepping on your tippy toes, wondering if you should go. And is the water cool or is the water warm? Doesn't matter. Jump in and go. Okay. This is the energy you want behind it. The sector of self is ultra powerful this month. Okay. That is about you being you. So where some signs need to step back and focus on others, not Tauruses, you guys need to be in that self mode because that's the energy you're putting behind it. You're in a period of maximum independence. So if you're wondering why you feel like you've disassociated yourself with some friends or family, it's because you are in this high vibration of independence and let me do it myself and let me work through it, okay? It's easier to have things go your way now as well. So you might be able to kind of bring people into that circle and everybody moves together. Make changes that need to be made. And remember that your happiness, like the Aries, is also up to you. You're still in a very strong spiritual self. Love it. Just keep the connection going. Keep talking to your spirit teams, right? Cultivate solitude in your meditation. Bring that space back inward for you. You're in the independent zone. You're in this ultra powerful self mode. Connect, connect, connect. Okay. Love also seems happy this month for my Tauruses. With retrograde, right? That is coming up and it's for many months, but retrograde is only going to hinder or hurt you if you believe that retrograde actually does that. Are the planets literally in the spaces that they are? Is that why they call it a retrograde? Yes. And I have clients that will, oh my God, it's retrograde. I got this going on. And I'm over here, no issues. Why? Because I don't allow it to affect my energy. I don't put the belief that bad things happen during retrograde. I actually use it to my benefit, right? And that's what you guys as Tauruses are going to do as well. It may slow down some affairs of the heart. So if you are single and looking for a relationship, you may not find this right away. That's okay. You need more me time, more self time, right? You've got that ultra powerful energy coming in. And let your relationships develop romantically on their own. As we move into this, it may bring spiritual friends into the pictures, and these are significant ones. So if you're looking at taking a spiritual class, hey, we got a lot going on. Or if you're looking to connect with groups or go to sound baths, you might actually start making some friends within that spiritual sense. And that is fantastic because these are going to be good people you're aligning yourself with. All right. If you are under 18, plug your ears. Tauruses, your sex life is being elevated and refined and spiritualized. Very interesting concept. So I want you guys to think about that as well. You will be moving from a stressful alignment of yourself into a harmonious one. And your health is really pretty good this month. So continue working on that. Your energy looks good. Same for you guys. Reduce your schedule around May 26th for that lunar eclipse. Let it just kind of unfold before you. It's also a good way for you to learn about that death and rebirth cycle within ourselves. What are you shedding? What are you trying to let go of, right? The end of May, we have a workshop coming up and I'll talk about that when we go to break. It would be a good one for you to attend because it's about letting stuff go and rebirth, new ideas coming into fruition, okay? This is a happy month with some eclipse challenges thrown in. Just keeps you on your toes. That's it. There's nothing interesting, nothing detrimental. You're going to get through it just fine. All right. My Geminis, the last one for this segment, May 21st through June 20th. You guys are an interesting bunch. I'm not going to lie. When they say the Gemini has two faces, they are not kidding. And I know many Geminis that have the two faces. And if you are on the good side of one, that's great. And if you're not, well, you better just back away slowly and go hide in your own cave, right? No, I'm just kidding. But Geminis, you guys do. You have these two sides of you. For you guys, though, this is going to be an exciting time as your personal independence grows stronger and stronger over the next few months. It is not selfish to think of your own interests, okay? It's not, or to pursue your path of happiness. It's about your self-care. It's about your independence. It's about your personal independence. Go with it, okay? Also, how would you be able to help others if you're not in tip-top shape yourself? And so it's about taking care of you and making sure that you're happy first before you put that out on others. Other people should be treated with respect, right? And always remember the golden rule, but you are not less in need of them. So that's the thing too, is that you do need these people. So Geminis, you have a tendency to start becoming introverted at times. And sometimes that's the time you need to reach out to people and ask for help. Your success is coming in from your personal skills and your initiative. So you are very driven people. And I love that about you guys. So continue that. You've got the momentum behind you. Your success is coming from your personal skills. So that just means what you know, you're going to be growing and you're going to be moving forward with. If you're not happy, make the changes that need to be made. That's plain and simple for you. You've got the energy right now. Career right now might seem less important than it has been over the past couple months, and that's fine. It can't always be on the forefront of our mind. We need a break sometimes. Your short-term goals have been attained. Yay, give yourself some props and some credit for that, okay? And you're ready to move to other interests, your social life, where friendships, groups, group activities, if you're going back out in the world now, this is a prime time to do that. The energy is behind you. Romance doesn't seem to be quite a big issue right now. It's just on the status quo, so just let it keep evolving. On the 20th, your house of spirituality becomes strong, so it's the strongest house in your horoscope. Yes, I love that, right? Obviously, that's what I do. You might even want to start some spiritual practices or spiritual studies for you. It's right now. Do that right now. That's the energy that we have for you. It's time for inner rather than outer growth. Your finances are more active. You can be more risk-taking during this period as well, and that's good, right? Just be smart about it. Also, there's a lot of changes happening for you. Let the career go on the back burner. Just coast with it. You've got it where you need it to right now. With the lunar eclipse as well, it will affect you strongly, testing some of your current relationships. Good relationships will survive these. Flawed ones might need some work. It might start cleaning house in your inner circle. So just know May 26th, that lunar eclipse, it is going to test the relationships part for you. Just be aware of that. And it's okay because it's just about that rebirth process for you. Also, your spiritual information will come to you as the month progresses and the moon waxes. So Geminis, you are actually very spiritual beings. Start listening to your spirit team and connecting on that. And many of your problems will be solved naturally. So just let it go. And your health will be good as well. All right, you guys, book a 1-hour session with me. It is a psychic medium reading. You can go onto our website, shadesofspirit.com, to do that. And I have a paint and sip party with psychic artist Ashley on May 23rd. It's going to be at 4 p.m. It's going to be out at the farm. You're going to get a farm tour. You're going to get a charcuterie. I can never say that word. Trey from celebrity chef Nicole Moreno. There'll be wine and some non-alcoholic drinks. And Ashley's going to help us paint a picture. And I'm going to do spirit readings on each one of them. And that's on May 23rd. You can book that at Shades of Spirit LLC. All right. We'll come back from break and we'll do the next 3 months.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at BlueLightningHealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrienne Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrienne or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie, covering your horoscope today for April and May. I really like this show. I'm getting a lot of good feedback, so I'm thinking we might do more of these as well. I love it. Melissa Winter, whenever you're ready to emerge, we are ready for you. So thank you for tuning in. I love this. All right, you guys. So we're just going to move right into the next batch of people. That's our July, our August, and Septembers. Woo-woo! So our Cancers, those are the June 21st through July 20th, okay? And remember, you guys can go back and listen to this and rewatch this right after the show's even done if you missed your sign, like some people in this room, and be able to kind of resonate with it and start to understand what's happening from April to May. So for Cancers, the demands of career weigh heavy on you right now, and you probably can't avoid them. So it's either you have a job, you want to get out of it, you want movement, or you're at a job and you're trying to look for work. Enhance your health. Make sure you get enough rest, right? This is a good time for you guys to really settle down. You're in a yearly career peak. So that demands of career and being in that yearly peak means that there's a lot of outer stress happening for you. Career weighs heavy because it moves into finances. It's survival. It's our root chakra. So if you are feeling a lot of weight around these items, just acknowledge it. Acknowledge the planets are aligning for you to work with them, not against them. That's what a lot of us need to understand. Working with the planets, working with the sun and the moon, that's going to help us. When we start to fight it, that's when you're going to get resistance and you're not going to get momentum. Okay. Also, around the 20th, okay, so that just happened 2 days ago, is going to start bringing happy career opportunities to you without even trying. That's great news for you guys. So take some of that stress off and just allow this to start to come and naturally unfold. You won't have to do anything. You will start having more energy and courage and a can-do spirit right now. So I think that you guys have really just noticed, and I'm hoping you have, that stepping back and allowing it just to all of a sudden unfold. Like you popped out of bed and you're like, I can do this. I got this. Let's do it right now. You get things done quickly and are a doer. So Cancers are definitely our proactive people. They get stuff done. A lot of us go to Cancers if we need something to be done. That's a fun thing to play, is that if you are in a work environment and you have a go-to person, find out what their sign is. Don't be like, hey, so what's your sign? Unless you're really looking for love. But I really just, you know, don't work with someone and try and date. It doesn't always work out. But those are the people we generally go to. The charts for women shows young males coming into the picture. I was like, well, how do I want to phrase that? But it's talking about relationships and young energy coming in. So I'm not talking anything weird, guys. It just means starting to take in that energy. Do your best to avoid conflict and watch your words before you say them. Cancers have a sharp wit tongue. Okay. You guys are freaking fast with comebacks. You guys are hilarious, but watch how you say things. I want you to stop and think this month and just really process it before they actually come out to others, so you don't get misunderstood. Okay. Also, there's a lot of cosmic changes happening during this month. So life doesn't stop and it never does, but slowing down for you right now is going to be really beneficial. Okay. You may need to redefine yourself to upgrade your own concept and image of yourself. So if you find yourself wanting to get a new hairdo, buy a new outfit, maybe it's you own a business and you want to start, you know, adding things in or redefining what you do, now is a perfect time to be doing that. You may notice a detox of your body during this lunar eclipse, okay? And that's usually if we're not taking care of ourselves well enough. Start eating right, start drinking a lot of water, meditating, exercising, allow this natural detoxification to take place, and you aren't going to have any issues with that come the lunar eclipse. Love seems to be more complicated this month. You may have to work a bit harder in your current relationships. At the same time, acknowledge that you're doing this for the highest and best of yourself and the other person. And you might actually be also weeding out some people in your inner circles right now who do not mesh energetically. Be patient, take a step back and breathe like I should be doing. It's time to focus on you, and you can avoid making important life decisions for the next couple of months. That's probably going to be best. Just coast. You have a time coming up to go back into those important life decisions and really get them off and running before the year ends. My Leos, July 21st through August 21st. Your planetary momentum was forwarded last month and is still moving forward in the months ahead. So Leos, go, go, go. If you have got dreams and visions and intentions, do it. Put it out there, okay? Events move swiftly, both personally and professionally, okay, in the world. You may get an itch for some travel, especially group travel. So maybe it even is like, hey, let's grab a few people and go to Palm Springs if you feel it's safe. If you're feeling that way and you do want to do that, or you're starting to get out, I would recommend kind of moving forward in that direction, because you guys need a break as well. There's good fortune and legal issues. So if any of you Leos are going through any type of legal proceedings, I want you to put that out to the universe and your spirit team to allow you to accept that energy coming in, because this is good energy for you on that. Your health and energy could be better, but your mood is up. It's optimistic. You've got this expansiveness going on. Work on some self-care as well. It is time for you to start taking you in. You're very successful, and you're very successful for your personal and professional abilities and for who you are, right? That's the best part. You guys stand on your own power and you keep that power, right? So career is going well. So is the love category. If you're finding the love category isn't going well, it's because you're resisting something in there. So I'm going to need you to step back. I'm going to need you to let go of what's the trigger for you. Usually it's some sort of past relationship, past trauma around relationships, can even be a past life, and clear that energy out to use the energy for your highest and best. Right answers should be good this month. May continue to watch your health and energy levels. That's just the only thing. It's just kind of watch that. When you start to feel depleted, take action, rest, recover, take an Epsom salt bath, whatever you need to do. Good news is that the health and energy are steadily improving as the month progresses. Yay. You remain on a yearly career peak till May 21st. So if you're looking for jobs or job changes or shifts in that, now is the time to do that. It will peak on May 21st, and you are professionally and personally successful. They keep reminding you of that, okay? Your career will put you in a different and better social circle. So if you're making changes, it's going to put you in a great spot. It's going to have new people. It's going to have new energy and new life. Jupiter moves into your eighth house and is good for libido. Yeah. But also fosters your projects involving personal reinvention or transformation. That's bottom line Leos, right now is about personal transformation, reinventing yourself, doing something that's different. Leos, the lion. Okay. So Virgos, that is me and that is Jacob. Yay. So Virgos, August 22nd to September 22nd. Whew. So we've got a lot going on, you guys. This month is part of us going into the mysterious house. Oh my God, isn't that so cool? We have a house called Mysterious House. It deals with all things that are hidden and what, and also what we prefer to hide, right? So if you're hiding things, Jacob, are you hiding things? Well, if you are, you might want to get it out of the closet. If we're hiding things, Virgos, man, it's going to surface. So I want you to be ready if you're not already preparing yourself. We're going to have, not in the physical sense, a death or near death kind of experience. This is all about who we are, our energy, our emotions. Okay. Also, it's about transformation between April and May. And reinvention. Us and Leos are kind of on that same track. It's giving birth to the ideal self. I love this because I just had a long conversation with someone today on kind of that rebirth, reinvention. Where am I going from here? And so excited for the next steps. What we have to understand is new birth tends to be a messy period. The old person, the old us, the old you, right? Virgos, has to die off to allow the new birth to happen. So I'm going to be doing a lot of spiritual growth. I'm actually taking a little bit of time to just stop and just let go so that I can make room for that. And it might be kind of messy. Sorry, Spirit Walker Nicole, you're going to have to clean up after me. But no, like that's the thing. We need that space for rebirth. It's also a good month for tax, insurance planning, estate planning, any type of, you know, living wills, living trusts. If you can do that now, this would be a great time to do that. It's an excellent month today to get rid of the clutter. And for Virgos, you know what I mean. I know it's been driving you crazy, those dust bunnies underneath those dressers. Declutter both your physical and your emotional, spiritual self. It's mental, it's emotional. Okay. We let go of old habits, mental and emotional patterns. We find a whole new energy to enter us. And we've moved into happier times. It's not so grim for us. I'm sorry if you know a Virgo, we are tough to work with from time to time. So for you guys, it's about understanding that we've got to let this go and that the good times are on their way. Many changes are happening for us in home and family and are very affected on that personal level. So we're going to feel it deeply. A parent or parent figure is redefining him or herself in our lives. Our children are also doing that as well. So just be able to step back and allow them to have that process. Don't take that process on because we're already redefining ourselves and moving through that energy. Virgos, watch your computers and software in Mercury in retrograde. If you so choose to believe in all of that, we actually might find that we're going to have some issues because the energy is becoming so strong within us that we start affecting that as well. We'll have personal success, but not just professional abilities. It's personal success on who we are as a person, our outward appearances, how we talk to people. It's just going to be such a good next 6 weeks for us. And we can have career-related travel happening this month, and there are opportunities for financial success outside our normal circle. Love it. So that's just us in a brief chit-chat right there. We're going to go to break. You guys go to YouTube, go to Shades of Spirit, subscribe and like. I'm almost at 100. Okay. Let's do it. Hit the notifications. We are on every single day in some aspect between psychic artist Ashley, LaShawn the Luminous Mystic, and Spirit Walker Nicole and myself. So go to YouTube and do that as well. And yeah, let's continue this after the break and finish our last 3 months. Hey everybody, this is Psychic Medium Jamie, and boy do I have a gift for you to help you get through March Madness. You've all said you're tired of jumping through hoops. So for the month of March, my gift to all of you is my full hour sessions are now half off. Psychic readings, oracle card readings, connect with your loved ones, and gain spiritual guidance from your spirit team. So get ready to step in and move from March Madness to March Manifestation together. Book at shadesofspirit.com or call me at 858-684-7575.
transformationtalkradio.com.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
I am psychic medium Jamie. Oh, I just did the clap from last night. Yeah. I don't know. I just pick something up and hold it. You are listening to Eye of Soul Radio, and we are finishing off the last 3 months of the year for 2021 on your horoscope for April and May. So this is just for April and May, you guys. It's a lot, don't you guys think? I mean, we are covering a lot of information just in the next 6 weeks. And then guess what? There's all new things that start coming about for the next phases and cycles. Insane. So Libras, you guys are up next. Those are my September 23rd to October 22nd individuals. You guys are awesome because you had good momentum for your financial planets, but it's best to wrap up some important purchases and investments before the 27th of April. Let me say that again. Important purchases and investments before the 27th. Why? Because planets start to shift. So this is just the ideal time for now. Again, this is all going to come back for us. Things won't start, but they will slow down a bit. Like, I mean, you're going to get things going if you start them after the 27th, but they won't fully start. It's just going to kind of slow the process down. Doesn't mean, again, that it's not going to happen. I would also put off doing big purchases, okay? Because that can also kind of slow things down as well. It would be really good to delay big purchases, homes, cars, for the next couple months, actually. So put it out there, let the universe work with you, and then really gravitate and grab it right when that energy is perfect. Just to make sure you're in alignment and your vibration in the space or the car or whatever it is high and you guys are completely in aligned. Enhance your health with proper foods and rest. Okay. Seems to be a theme for most of us here. Your health is dramatically improving now after the 20th. So you guys should start to slowly feel a little bit more energized, a little bit more in alignment, just a little more clear, less in the fog. You're feeling a lot in the shift of the planetary energy. So it's not necessarily that there's something wrong with you. Remember, the moon cycles do affect us. All of these planet cycles affect us. The moon can affect the ocean tides, and we are primarily made of water, right? We are affected by that. So then when you start throwing in all the other planets, you guys, Libras, are feeling this to an extreme level, okay? Also, your love life is basically happy. You're personally very popular. People really do like you. They like to hang out with you. I just want you to be aware that they might be trying to take that energy from you. And if you're willing to give it, great, but make sure you're getting it back. Find the balance, get that reciprocation back. Your sex appeal will be much stronger than usual. Okay. So just kind of remind yourself of that. If you're looking to date and you feel safe doing it, just warning you that that is out there. May, important changes are happening now. Okay. Also, for those of you that have had pre-existing health conditions, you should hear some good news about this. It should start to make that shift as well. Again, I'm reminding you, I'm not a medical doctor, okay? I'm just giving you the information of what happens with some of these planets and take it and what resonates with you. Drive more carefully and defensively during the lunar cycle on May 26, okay? Many people in your life are making important financial changes. This can also be career changes in your industry or your company. But this is actually going to work out really good for you. So somehow this is going to all work out for you. You might see shakeups in your corporate hierarchy or personal dramas in the lives of like your bosses. Okay. Just remember, it's not directly affecting you and the way that you did anything wrong. This is just them. So you're just going to have to step back and not take it personally from now until the end of May. I know that's hard for some of us to do. And actually the eclipse from May 26 on is relatively benign for you guys. So don't really put too much effort or thought into it. My Scorpios. Whew, okay. I have a family that I do readings for on occasion, and the majority of them are Scorpios, and I know their energy so well because so is my mom. So that is October 23rd to November 22nd. I want you guys to keep an eye on your health from the 20th onwards. So right now, just be a little bit more laser focused on what's going on with your own physical body, because this can be a bit of a stressful time period coming up for you. I know, and of all signs, this one was like, wah, wah, but this is the real life stuff happening with what's going on in our planetary structure. Get enough rest, eat well, focus on self-care. I definitely say hit the ocean and take a walk, put your feet in there, take Epsom salt baths, soak your feet in Epsom salts, use your essential oils, any holistic things that you can do to add in teas. Certain teas will be really good for you guys as well. Even a massage for your arms, shoulders, and back would be fantastic if you're comfortable with that, because it's going to help alleviate the stress and stop the tension headaches. Okay, so that's important for you guys. Make sure you are eating right. Find a good balance between your physical and emotional harmony. Meditate, connection, right? Call a friend, have a good laugh. Like, it doesn't all just have to be the woo-hoo-y stuff, like just normal everyday life. Like, if you're comfortable going out to dinner and sitting on a patio somewhere and enjoying the fresh air and having a laugh with a friend and a burger, then go do that right now, okay? You're a much forward thinker, and people are looking for jobs, will have good fortune in this. So it's not all doom and gloom. Like, if you're looking for work, you got some good energy behind you to do that. After the 20th, you move into a year of love and social peak. Yay! I love it. You start to attend more gatherings and meeting people. Take this as fun time. Scorpios, you guys take things way too seriously from time to time. Let me tell you, this is fun time. Finances will need some more focus after the 20th, but your earnings will be much more. There's just going to be some more work and effort involved, but know that that's coming to fruition for you. Also, continue your self-care until the 21st of May. After May 21st, your health and energy improve dramatically. Just go with the flow, go with the tides, if you will. Also, this month it has a prosperous month for you, but use your financial intuition. So if it feels right, go with it. If it doesn't, do the gut check, check with your spirit team. Is this the right path for me? Then don't do it, or veer around and find a different avenue. Okay. There may be shakeups in your spiritual or charitable organizations. So really be careful if you're starting to venture into that, or actually start looking behind the scenes to see what's going on behind your organizations or the people you follow, just to make sure that it is in alignment with you. And you're going to see involvement and movement in your mission for what you're trying to create right now after May 21st as well. So really, you guys are going to be using that lunar eclipse as a really great time for you to manifest some of your dreams and goals and intentions as well. Also for you Scorpios, you're going to be moving into a place of whole life. The view is going to be the entire life that's in front of me. So you need to actually shift your perspective from linear, parallel, to a different perspective up here, overhead. Look at it all and put it together. Okay. Sagittarius, you are our last sign. You November 23rd through December 20th. What is fun time? Oh, Audrey, fun time is joining us for our stuff. You know that. All right. So my Sagittarius group, this is a great month for you guys to start new projects, launching new ventures, or releasing new projects into the world. Do it. Again, you are a group that should not be holding on to it. Let this go. Turn out and wait. It's going to happen for you. If you decide to wait a few weeks to put these things out, it will just become more difficult and you're going to have some glitches. So right now in April, put these projects out. If you decide to wait, it's going to be a little bit difficult. You might find some hiccups going on in there. Okay. If anything, at least start the beginning of your rollout of these ideas. Write them down, send them out to the universe. They've now got an Akashic record behind them, and then we can move forward with them. Right? So that's the important part for you guys. Love for you is about fun and games and entertainment this month. So keep that vibration high. Also, at the very beginning of your rollouts, you need to be in alignment with the cosmic energy. So that's why they're bringing that up. Do this now. Pre-existing conditions, health conditions shouldn't really be troubling you right now. So take that as a win. Continue that self-care. Right now, you're going to begin a year of love and social peaks as well. But others have their own way. So just make sure that their own way isn't self-destructive and brings you into that, right? So you're going to have to kind of pick and choose right now. Time to develop and redefine your social skills. sometimes you guys need to step back also and not be so critical and overanalyzing of people and just allow them to be who they are. And if you can accept them, great. And if not, I would definitely not waste your energy on trying to change their way. Okay. Also, this eclipse will force changes in your personal appearances and images. You're going to feel the need to refine yourself and how you think of yourself and how you want others to think of you. Go back to yesterday's show and learn about the energy of words and how we can self-sabotage ourselves with mind chatter, because it's going to be very important for you guys. You might get a new hairstyle or buy an outfit, try and reinvent yourself, do it. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to raise your vibration. For you guys, it is a time of death and rebirth in your own energy. So it is going to be uncomfortable, but you are going to be able to do it. Okay. You're going to have many employment opportunities if you guys are moving forward in a career choice or trying to get a job after May 21st. So put it out there in the universe right now, but don't really go gung-ho. Huh? Got it. Gung-ho. Whatever the hell I said the other day, that wasn't working for me. Go, hun. Do it. Get it done, but wait until May 21st. Your earnings will increase. Your income will become more fluid for you after the 21st and before the financial stresses that you guys have been feeling in the upcoming or the previous month is not going to be happening for you guys as you continue to move this progress through the end of May. Woo! Gung. Thank you. Jacob's over here typing it out for me. You guys, this was a cool show. I know there wasn't a lot of interaction, so I appreciate you guys hanging in there. We have our Release and Intentions workshop. I highly encourage you guys to join us. It is through Zoom. It's only $15. I've been doing this for 5 years. We are working on your path and being able to create that path in the end of May to move more into what's up and coming in your horoscope for June and July. That is May 28th, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can sign up on Shades of Spirit LLC. Catch us on transformationtalkradio.com for any of our episodes you've missed. I've enjoyed seeing you guys, and we will see you next week. Thanks, you guys. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on transformationtalkradio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on transformationtalkradio.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.